from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Very, very, very final details of everything worked out. So there, it's a verbal agreement. He's coming here. It's a done deal.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. That was Andrew Filippone. Works for 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. He hosts their afternoon show there, and he joins us right now on 95.7 The Game. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Steiny, I just heard my voice play back there. Where was the excitement? It was missing. I don't know why I wasn't jumping off the ground there and hitting my head off the ceiling. I think it's because when you get such a bombshell story like this, you have a lot of nervous energy.
Right.
Especially when you're not an insider by trade. It's not what you do for a living. But you really, really trust the people you're getting the information from.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that situation where these other people that are paid millions of dollars to do this don't have the story yet.
Right.
And you're like, oh my God, what do I know that they don't know? But, and I'm sorry for this lengthy answer to start the interview.
No, this is big.
Really
this is big.
Yet.
This is big. This is big information. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's just the one thing I'll say about the way this has unfolded over the last few days is that anyone that has checked my Twitter feed on this, I've been pretty consistent on it, even when people like Adam Schefter, and I love Matt Maiocco, I think he does a great job, even when these people have said differing things, I pretty much have held firm to what I've been hearing from people back here in Pittsburgh. So unless I'm getting duped at the absolute last second and everything I've heard up until now is right, and now I'm finally getting something wrong, Brandon Ayuk is going to be a Steeler very, very, very soon.
And Drew, I'm ready to just call out Kyle and John Lynch, because I fought off fans early on. Brandon Ayuk's catch radius, his route running, his ability to get loose at the line of scrimmage, it's up there. He's a top six receiver to me. But how are you going to lose the Super Bowl, almost win it twice, and then allow this kid to leave? And I guess my question, Andrew, and I think I know the answer, how good of a receiver is Brandon Ayuk to Andrew Filippone?
Well, Daryl, first of all, it's good to hear you ranting about the 49ers and not the Pirates for a change.
Drew, okay, there you go, baby. Five out,
so,
Andrew.
I love your Pirates passion. I know our radio station does too, and so it's good to kind of have the shoe on the other foot here. Look, I think there's all kinds of questions about what you said. How does he fit here? I think the Steelers clearly view Ayuk as a top 10 wide receiver. That's how they're going to pay him with this deal. You know, they have a history. It's interesting. They covet guys who beat their brains in. If somebody plays great against the Steelers, it like elevates them to world-class status. And look, I know this is not, you know, this is an analogy that everyone's probably going to agree with, but that's frankly why Steelers defensive players for such a long time thought Tom Brady was so much better than Peyton Manning, because Brady would bash the Steelers' heads in, and they would have a lot of success against Manning. But I digress. It's what Ayuk, I think, did in that week one matchup that not only opened their eyes, but cemented their feelings on him. And when they found out he could potentially be available, I think it was full throttle. And that's why, I mean, it's conspicuous to everyone else in the league who covers the NFL. Why have the Steelers left themselves so bare at wide receiver? Why is it George Pickens in a collection of bums? Well, it's because I believe all along, Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin were confident that they could get this deal done with Ayuk. So to answer your question, Daryl, I think they view him as a top 10 receiver. And I have him a little bit lower than that, but still a massive upgrade over the players they have on this roster right now.
Andrew Filippone joining us on 95.7 The Game. 95.7 The Game, that's our station. His station is 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. He's saying that Brandon Ayuk essentially, and in a matter of time, will be a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. What is your sense that the 49ers can get in return or will get in return for Brandon Ayuk from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, so the one thing I feel really good about saying is that I don't think a first-round pick is in the deal. I feel, like I said, I wouldn't have put that out there on Twitter if I didn't have 99.9999999% confidence that the deal was done, other than maybe a couple I's being dotted and a couple of T's being crossed. It's the part of the transaction of what's going back to San Francisco that I have less clarity on. I can just tell you the names that I've heard on the Steelers' end that were discussed as a part of this deal. Those would be Dan Moore, who's been a starting left tackle, who frankly stinks for the Steelers over the last couple of years, and that's why they've drafted Broderick Jones and Troy Fautanu. James Daniels, who is a pretty good guard. He played in Chicago, signed a deal that pays him around $8, $9 million here, and I think they like him, but they don't love him, and that's why they drafted a guy to backfill for him, McCormick, from South Dakota State, who was a great FCS player. But they told him straight up they're not going to give him an extension. So I would guess he's in the deal. And then Calvin Austin, a very small wide receiver, but a guy that can make a big play. And we just don't know how good he is because the offense was just so poorly run and poorly coached here the last couple of years. So my guess is one of those three guys are in the deal. I don't think George Pickens is in it. I don't think Pat Freiermuth, the tight end, is in it, even though I was told that was somebody that the 49ers did have interest in when they started talking about this deal.
Drew, let's say, you know, here in the next hour we find out Ayuk's a Steeler. Who do you personally want throwing the football to him? Or is that even in question?
Well, it is a good question. My preference is Fields, but it's not something I'm not willing to die on that hill yet. You know, like, I understand if their strategy is, let's see what Russell Wilson looks like because we got him for peanuts and he did throw 26 touchdowns last year and now we got him all these weapons. So I would be okay with that in Atlanta, but I would have a very, very, very short leash on him. And I would also be very open to and receptive to the idea of Fields doing things within their offense like Cordell Stewart did back in the day to help them right from the very beginning. I would not want someone with that kind of explosive playmaking just holding a clipboard on my bench early in the year. So I still think it's Wilson week one, but I think that gap has closed. And, you know, Tomlin, I don't think, is going to be completely fooled by the preseason anymore after what happened with Kenny Pickett last year. But I don't think it's completely out of the question that Fields starts week one. But if I had to make a guess right now, I would bet on Russell Wilson.
All right, Andrew Filippone joining us from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Listen, I know you got a show to do soon. Let me ask you one more, and that is, why do you think that these teams have been engaged over the course of the summer? Why do you think this didn't happen, let's say, on draft night or months ago?
Because I think the 49ers thought they could coax Ayuk into either playing out the last year of his contract or signing an extension that was more on the team's terms. I think that's the short answer to that. I think maybe they got the wrong impression when Ayuk showed up for camp that it was going to get the ball rolling on something. But clearly it didn't. And I think Khan figured that all along. And he's very good as a GM at, I think, playing the agents and knowing how players feel and being very locked in to that side of things. And I think he had a feeling all along that Aiyuk was potentially going to make things hard on the 49ers. The other thing I've heard, guys, and again, this is from Pittsburgh, so I'm not in that locker room. I'm not, you know, proclaiming to be any of the great insiders that you have there who cover the team on a daily basis. But I had just heard that one of the reasons why this trade is happening now is that if Aiyuk was there without a contract, I think there's some concern that other players would side with him and would be upset that he was forced to play there for $14 million. And I'm not saying that there would be a mutiny in the locker room or anything like that, but I don't think that the 49ers want a situation where there are multiple guys when they're trying to win a Super Bowl who are like, it's BS that this guy's not getting paid, and they're just and that would just create they might have that with Trent Williams right now. I don't know, but that it just sounds to me like the risk reward of that is something that they didn't want to deal with, and they think now they might be better off just taking what they can get for him.
Andrew, thank you so much for joining us, man. We'll keep in touch and we'll see what happens. Thank you very much,
Daryl. Your boy Derek Shelton's got to get his act together here. Okay,
yeah.
Let's not fool around anymore.
Having Khalifa Bunt Sunday with two on and no out,
I haven't gotten over it. I was right there behind home plate. I was screaming at him.
Oh my God. What are we doing? I don't know.
Right. He'll be calling in your show later on this afternoon, Andrew. You can have him on as a guest. All right, that's Andrew Filippone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.